And you don't hire a mortal to kill a godling, even one who's apparently goddess of chalk drawings come to life. Nemer winked at me. But then she sobered. It's you they want, but you're not the one they think is behind Rolla's death. Not ultimately. Little brother, you should have been more discreet. She nodded toward me. All her neighbors know about her godling lover. Half the city knows it. You might have been able to save her from this otherwise. I know, Mad said, and there was a millennium's worth of regret in his tone. Wait, I said, frowning. The Order thinks Madding killed Rolla? I know a godling must have done it, but... Madding is in the business of selling our blood, Nemer said. Her tone was neutral as she said this, but I heard the disapproval in it anyway, and heard Madding sigh. And I hear business is good. It's not a far stretch to think he might want to increase production, maybe by obtaining a large amount of God's blood at one time. Which would be a fair assumption, Madding snapped. If Rolla's blood had been gone, there was plenty of it left in and around her body, which you took away in front of witnesses. To Yaena, to see if there was any hope of bringing her back to life. But Rolla's soul had already gone elsewhere. He shook his head and sighed. Why in the infinite hells would I kill her, dump her body in an alley, then come back to fetch it if her blood was what I wanted? Maybe that wasn't what you wanted, Nemer said very softly. Or at least, you didn't want all her blood. Some of the witnesses got close enough to see what was missing, Mad. Madding's hands tightened on my shoulders. Puzzled, I covered one of them with my own. Missing? Her heart, said Nemer, and silence fell. I flinched, horrified. But then I remembered that day in the alley, when my fingers had come away from Rolla's body, coated thickly with blood. Madding cursed and got up. He began to pace, his steps quick and tight with anger. Nemer watched him for a moment, then sighed and returned her attention to me. The Order thinks this was some sort of exotic commission, she said. A wealthy customer wanting a more potent sort of God's blood. If the stuff from our veins is powerful enough to give mortals magic, how much stronger might heart blood be? Maybe even strong enough to give a blind Morona woman, known paramour of the very godling they suspect, the power to kill three order keepers. My mouth fell open. That's insane! No godling would kill another for those reasons! Nemer's eyebrows rose. Yes, and anyone who knows us would understand that, she said, a note of approval in her voice. Those of us who live in shadow enjoy playing games with mortal wealth, but none of us needs it. Nor would we bother to kill for it. The Order hasn't figured that out yet, or they wouldn't have tried to hire me, and they wouldn't suspect Madding, at least not for this reason. But they follow the creed of the Bright. That which disturbs the order of society must be eliminated, regardless of whether it caused the disturbance. She rolled her eyes. You'd think they'd get tired of parroting the Tempest and start thinking for themselves after 2,000 years. I drew up my legs and wrapped my arms around them, resting my forehead on one knee. The nightmare kept growing, no matter what I did, getting worse by the day. They suspect Madding because of me, I murmured. That's what you're saying. No, Madding snapped. I could hear him still pacing. His voice was jagged with suppressed fury. They suspect me because of your damned house guests. I realized he was right. Previte Remarin might have noticed my magic, but that meant little in and of itself. Many mortals had magic. That was where scriveners like Remarin came from. Only using that magic was illegal. And without seeing my paintings, Remarin would have had no proof that I'd done so. If he had questioned me that day, and if I'd kept my wits about me, he would have realized I couldn't possibly have killed Rolla. At worst, I might have ended up as an Order recruit. But then Shiny had intervened. Even though Lil had eaten the bodies in Southroot, Remarin knew that four men had gone into that alley and only one emerged, somehow unscathed. Gods knew how many witnesses there were in Southroot who would talk for a coin or two. Worse, Romarin had probably sensed the white-hot blast of power Shiny used to kill his men, even from across the city. Between that and what I'd done to the order keepers with my chalk drawing, it did not seem so far-fetched a conclusion. One godling dead, another standing to profit from her death, and the mortals most intimately connected with him suddenly manifesting strange magic. None of it was proof, but they were etempens. Disorder was crime enough.